Number three, acknowledge your enemy, but keep your eyes on the Lord. Number four, pray. Number five, stay calm and confident and give God time to work. Number six, when unsure, just take the next logical step by faith. Number seven, envision God's enveloping presence. Number eight, trust God to deliver in his own unique way. Number nine, view your crisis as a faith builder for the future. And this morning, don't forget to praise him. Well, that's an easy one this morning. You know, the Red Sea rules, we know what they're all about. It's a story of how God led Moses to free the Israelite people from the Pharaoh's reign. The Pharaoh agreed to let them go after several plagues and plights. He agreed to let them go, but then he changes his mind, and these poor Israelite people are on foot, and the Pharaoh decides to pursue them with chariots and horses and swords and all that good stuff. He pursues them right to the Red Sea, and he's in hot pursuit, and there they are, thinking they're at a dead end. No way out now. And God finds a way out for them. You know what he does. He parts the water. I think that's probably the most quoted Bible story ever, because it's all about the parting waters. More movies been done about that. He parts the waters. The Israelites go safely through on the dry riverbed, and then the Red Sea closes in on the Pharaoh and his army. Good thing. Red Sea rule number 10 comes out of Exodus 15, 1 and 2. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord because he is worthy of great honor. He has thrown the horse and its rider into the sea. The Lord gives me strength and makes me sing. He has saved me. He is my God, and I will praise him. He is the God of my ancestors, and I will honor him. Did you know that Moses' song of praise is the first recorded song in the Bible? First song you hear anywhere in the Bible is this one from Moses. And it's a doozy. It's a beautiful one. I mean, we've got Moses leading the Israelites out of Egypt with a blessing, supposedly, of their captor, the Pharaoh. The Pharaoh changes his mind and pursues them. The Pharaoh's army catches up with them. God sees the predicament his children are in, and he parts the Red Seas. And when the Pharaoh's army reaches the Red Sea, they think they can go across too. It doesn't work. And they are all consumed by the waters. And here are the Israelite people. They get across to the other side of the Red Sea. And they think that the Pharaoh's army is behind them. I mean, they're moving too fast. Come on. You're going, it's all elbows and you know what else. You're going across the Red Sea and you're not looking behind you because you just want to get there safely. So you get to the other side, and finally you take a breath and you look behind you. They're gone. God did what God said he would do. Oh my, God did what he said he would do. Well, doesn't he always? Why do we ever doubt? God does what he says he will do. The reaction of the Israelites, I love this. They danced, they sang, they celebrated. Woohoo, we're free. Now we can move forward. This morning we are blessed with the beautiful music of the choir, the bell choir, spirit praise band. Guess what all this is? It's praise. Music is a great way to praise God. And, you know, on any given Sunday, I can look out here and I can see some of you who are just singing and kind of moving a little bit, which I tend to do too. And then I see some of you who are lip syncing to the songs. I know that. You're not fooling me. And I see some of you who are looking around going, is it over yet? Are we done singing yet? I know. I know that music doesn't resonate with everybody. Everyone isn't affected by the music. Some people are affected by God's creation. They're out in creation and think, wow, God, this is amazing. Some people are affected by prayer. And that's their way of really connecting with God. I'm one of these people who connects through all three. But I really love music. I love music because music has a way of giving words to emotions, emotions that maybe I can't even express. There are different styles of music that affect different types of people. I know that my daughter and her family love country music. Whenever we're in their car, it's country music. And that, you know, that speaks to them. And you know, there's words in there that speak to them, except when the dog dies and all that good stuff. I'm not sure what that speaks to, but there's good music in there. I'm particularly a Don Williams fan, and he has great music. My brother, Steve, loved Willie Nelson. And he would sing along with Willie Nelson. He was no better singer than I am. But he would sing along with Willie Nelson. And I'll never forget, you know the song, Mama Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys? That's not the way my brother sang it, which is why I get it wrong. My brother would sing, Lord, don't let your cowboys grow up to be babies. That told more about my brother's philosophy on fatherhood than anything else. Don't let your cowboys grow up to be babies. I also believe that singing our praises to our Creator God is a great way to get God's attention. Say thank you to God, sing praise to God, and you're getting His attention. Now, you go back to when you were a child. I remember when I was a child. There was good attention, there was bad attention. And if I did something, I went up against my parents' rules in some way, guess which kind I got? The bad attention. Something was taken away, I was put in time out. Grounded, whatever it was, not good attention. Mom and Dad were not happy with me. I made a poor choice. So I had a tendency to always try to keep on Mom and Dad's good side because I didn't like it when I got the look. I never cared for that. So I really tried to make good choices most of the time. And that, in turn, would help bolster my relationship with my parents because they were happy with me. So we had a closer relationship. God is like that, I believe. God is like that parent. When you do something that goes against God's rules, against God's grain, what kind of attention are you going to get from God? I know what kind I got. Really, Kathy? Really? That was the choice you made? Fine. You want forgiveness? You got it. Now do it better next time. But if you're praising God, thanking God for all the good that He gives in your life, all the blessings, you got God's attention going, thanks for the praise. Let's keep moving forward. And the important thing about that is you're in His attention span. That's what it is. I mean, you always got it, but you're paying attention to the fact that you're in God's attention span, that you've got a relationship with Him. And that's why praise is so important. So my question to you is, are you seeking a closer walk with God? Do you want the security of knowing that God is with you through thick and thin, good and bad? Do you want that for your life? Do you have a fear of God that you just can't seem to get past? Try this. Practice thanking God daily. When you're out and about in the beauty of creation, say a thank you to God for the day, whatever it is. Because even when it's lousy weather, creation's gorgeous, isn't it? You just got to look past the bad weather. This morning, it's easy. Easy day to thank God. When you're with family or friends, your loved ones, and you feel that love from them, thank God for the gift He's given to you. When you feel love through words or actions, don't forget to say thanks to God, not just the person who loved you in that way. Practice thanking God several times a day. Practice, practice, practice. Then when trials come, you are going to have the trust and the faith that God is going to get you through to the other side of the Red Sea no matter what. Practice thanking God in all things. And when the trials come, He will be there with you. And you're going to have that full assurance. So don't forget to praise God. Don't forget to praise God when He gets you through. Oh, just praise God. And we're going to do some more of that today. Will you pray with me? So, Lord, here we are praising You this day through the beautiful music of worship. Lord, hear this gift we offer You and know that we love You. Not as much as You love us, but we love You. And if we don't say it enough and we don't praise You enough, Lord, I pray from here forward we will. Amen.